Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Busy day in prep sports. Let's start with boys and girls cross country. Albert Lea competes in a meet at St. Olaf College in Northfield. That's going to start at 10 this morning. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they compete in a meet at Bear Cave Park in Stuartville starting at 4. At Northwood Kensett, they're going to run in a meet at Charles City. That starts at 4:30. Volleyball tonight. USC is going to travel to Truman, Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain at 7:15. Lake Mills on the road at Bishop Garrigan at 7. Glenville Lemons, they're going to host Southland at 7:15 at Northwood Kensett at home against West Fork. That starts at 7. In girls tennis today, Albert Lea is going to face Rochester Century. Now this matchup is going to be at John Marshall High School in Rochester at 4:45, and USC, they're on the road at Sibley East at 4:15. Girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea kicks off their season. They'll travel just down the road to Austin for a 6:30 start. And in girls soccer, Albert Lea, they're at Owatonna starting at 7. Well, football takes center stage in the state of Minnesota coming up tomorrow night. Here's your local football schedule. All these games tomorrow start at 7. Albert Lea, they kick off their season. Tigers head to Faribault. We'll have all the action for you right here on KATE. Tigers and Falcons tomorrow night. USC is going to host St. Clair, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're at home against Kenyon Wanamingo. Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons will head to Winona Cotter. Lake Mills at Central Springs. At Northwood Kensett at Harris Lake Park. That's football games tomorrow night. All those games start at 7. Frank Swindell hit a 3-run homer, and a pair of Chicago Cubs pitchers combined in a 2-hitter. As the Cubs, they beat our Minnesota Twins last night 3-0. Chicago takes a 2 quick games from Minnesota. Twins have the day off. They start a 3-game series in Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Twins right-hander Kenta Maeda has undergone season-ending Tommy John surgery. The surgeon added an internal brace to the arm. That's a recent development in the Tommy John technique that could help speed the rate of recovery, which is traditionally at least a year. Fourth-ranked Ohio State begins its quest for a fifth straight Big Ten title. They're at Minnesota at Huntington Bank Stadium tonight to take on our Gophers. Gophers are 14-point underdogs. All the action right here on your home for Golden Gopher Athletics, KATE. Pregame at 5. Two-hour pregame coming your way tonight. Kickoff just after 7. Major League Baseball scores from last night. For the first time since May 30th, the San Francisco Giants are looking up at another team in the National League West standings as the Dodgers, they took over first place in the division, moving a half game ahead of the Giants with a 4-3 comeback win over the Braves. The Brewers, they completed a 3-game sweep of the Giants with a 5-2 victory. Again, that dropped the Giants a half game back of Los Angeles. With the win, Milwaukee in command in the NL Central. They lead the Reds by 10.5 games. Speaking of the Reds, St. Louis beat the Reds in Game 1 of a doubleheader 5-4. Cincinnati came back to win Game 2 in a laugher 12-2. Josh Van Meter homered while the Diamondbacks tagged Yu Darvish for 6 runs in the third inning as the D-backs, they route the Padres 8-3. Jaron Duren had a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth as the Red Sox halted the Rays' winning streak at 9 games. Sox win 3-2. The Yankees, they were 4-1 winners against the Angels as Gerrit Cole racked up a season-high 15 strikeouts over 7 excellent innings. He earned his AL-leading 14th victory. Blue Jays, they beat the Orioles 5-4. Logan Gilbert and 4 relievers combined in a 9-hitter as the Mariners, they blanked the Astros for the second straight day 1-0. Detroit's 4-game skid is over after Miguel Cabrera hit a 2-run homer and drove in the go-ahead run with a single in the 7th inning as the Tigers, they beat the Athletics 8-6. White Sox, they beat the Padres yesterday 6-3. Indians, they get by the Royals in 11 innings. Cleveland wins 5-3 over Kansas City. Brendan Rodgers provided a 2-run double. Rockies scored 5 times in the ninth. They beat the Rangers 9-5. Mets acting general manager Jack Scott is due in court 2 days after he was arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated following a fundraiser at team owner Steve Cohen's house. Now, Scott was arrested on a DUI charge around 4:15 a.m. Tuesday in suburban White Plains, New York. Now, police found him asleep at the wheel of his SUV at a traffic light and determined that he was intoxicated. That's according to a White Plains police captain, James Spencer. He said Scott refused a breathalyzer test. Mandatory COVID-19 vaccines continue to receive pushback within Major League Baseball. A person with knowledge of the situation says Nationals Vice President Bob Boone has informed the club he's resigning rather than comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Nationals said employees were notified of the policy August 12th and had until August 26th to provide proof of full vaccination or one dose or apply for an exemption. John Smoltz and Al Leiter are not making in-studio appearances for MLB Network after refusing to get the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to a person with knowledge of the situation. Now, Wednesday was the first day of MLB Network's policy, making it mandatory for all employees to be vaccinated. Now, Smoltz and Leiter will still do analysis for studio shows, but it'll be remotely instead of from the network studio. And the New Orleans Saints will open their regular season schedule in Jacksonville instead of the Superdome. The Saints will take on Green Bay in Jacksonville coming up on September 12th after practicing in Dallas for the better part of 2 weeks. Again, Twins are off today. They're going to start a series in Tampa Bay coming up tomorrow. We got the Gophers. Gophers against Ohio State at Huntington Bank Stadium tonight. Pregame at 6. Take that back. 5 o'clock pregame. 2 hours of pregame to get you ready. Kickoff just after 7. Ask Wojcicka Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.